I'm Frank Whiteley, and I draw comic books.
You do, and there are quite a lot of them around here. What is it like seeing your work on the walls of Kelvin Grove Art Gallery?
It's pretty overwhelming. I'm really delighted. Yeah, I mean, Kelvin Grove was my favourite destination for a family day out, you know.
Yeah.
And all through my art school years and all through my adult life, professional life, I've come to Kelvin Grove really regularly. So to have an exhibition here, I mean, it never crossed my mind that I might have a single piece of work in Kelvin Grove at any point. So to have an exhibition is really, it's totally amazing.
I was going to ask you about that as a kid. You know, when you were drawing and getting into just a love of art and telling stories in that way, where did you think that was going to go?
I had this really vague notion that the best kind of vision of my adult life was if I was doing drawings for my job, and that could have been designing album covers or posters or just being a painter or illustrating children's books or doing comics or just anything. It wasn't that comics was a burning passion. It was just I wanted a job where it was, you know, I didn't have to do anything apart from drawing or painting or, you know, doing that kind of thing. And it worked out that way. So
yeah. Would that still all have kind of been okay for you, or did comics kind of get under your skin and take over?
Well, the reason it ended up being comics and not book illustration and not graphic designer is because when I left art school, I was just freelancing and I did a bit of everything. I was doing murals for restaurants, posters for nightclubs. But then there was some guys in Glasgow who were looking for artists because they were putting a Glasgow comic together, the Electric Soup it was called. It was a kind of Viz-style adult humour comic. And that was the first time I had tried drawing a comic strip since I had been in primary school. And pretty much as soon as I started writing and drawing my own comic strips, it was like something clicked and I felt I'd found my niche.
Yeah. It's not really something you necessarily think is going to happen to a wee guy from Scotland, though, right?
No, well, I didn't think, kind of, at the time, I didn't think anybody from Scotland had anything interesting. Which, I mean, I was really wrong when I look back. I couldn't have been more wrong. But even more so now, you know, like, in the digital age, I mean, like, you can produce things very cheaply. You can put them out online, you know, very cheaply or for free. You can find an audience. You can collaborate with people anywhere in the world. You can work for any employer in the world, you know, if you're doing this kind of job. So it's never been easier.
How does technology kind of change, or how has technology changed what you do on a day-to-day basis or how you produce your work?
Well, the way it's changed for me is I used to work exclusively in paper. And if I was doing coloured work, then, you know, I would be physically colouring, you know, on watercolour paper or whatever. And even with the black and white stuff, I would do the rough underdrawing with a non-repro blue pencil, like a very light blue pencil, and then do the finished line work on top of that. And now what I do is if I'm doing black and white stuff, I do the loose underdrawing digitally and print it out just in cyan, and then just do the. I still draw on paper, you know, but the loose underdrawing is done digitally now. And if I'm colouring, I generally, like, I'll still work on paper to do the line work, to do the actual drawing, but then I'll scan it into the computer and I'll colour it on the computer,
yeah.
Mostly.
For kids that are kind of starting out, who have that love of drawing and
mm-hmm.
who maybe have big dreams of creating the next, you know, superhero,
mm-hmm.
What would your best advice to them be?
Best advice is if you're already drawing because you love it and you've got dreams of doing something with your drawing because it's your main source of pleasure or your main talent, then do it all the time. Keep pushing yourself to get better and do your best work all the time, because lots of people I know, if they've got to do a job for free, they'll do it kind of quickly and get it out the road. If they're you know, depending on what company you're working for, sometimes your page rate changes, you know, so if they're doing something in a lower page rate, they decide they're going to spend fewer hours on each page. Just do your best work all the time, because it's the fastest way to get better. And it's also, once you look back at something you've already done, if you rushed it or didn't do your best, it's not a good feeling looking at it, you know. You get the most pleasure out of it if you really try and push yourself.
Now, I hear that when the guys from Kelvin Grove came in to start looking at what they might put in here, they discovered bags and bags full, like supermarket plastic bags full of sketches and work, and they had to archive your whole collection. I mean, that's a really good way to get someone to tidy up for you, right?
That's basically what happened, yeah, because I am phenomenally messy. I'm just so unorganised.
That's not taking good care of your work,
I know,
though, is it? What are you doing?
The thing is, I had the original artwork stuffed into poly bags and spilling out of FedEx boxes and in behind the couch and underneath my desk, and it just... And then once we'd made the selection of the works and brought them in, you know, like the paper conservators handling everything with gloves on and stuff, and I'm not allowed to touch anything anymore. So.
Oh my God, did that give you a wee bit of a wake up call as to how kind of valuable your stuff is?
A wee bit, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Now, not to put a dampener on things, but this isn't all about you. We've got, you know, Grant Morrison and we've got Mark Miller involved in this, mm-hmm. and so on. So, like, for you, coming in and seeing how this has all been put together, seeing mm-hmm. it all on the walls and seeing this story told, is there a bit of your kind of inner child that's kind of going, wee, when you see it?
It's pretty exciting. It's really kind of humbling and flattering and I love it. Yeah, it's really great.
And your own kids maybe think you're a bit cool now?
Only insofar as dads can ever be a bit cool.